parts of a flower are so constructed that very, very often the wind will cause pollination. If not, then a bee or any other nectar-gathering creature can create the same situation. Yes, anything that gets the pollen to the pistils right on the list. I'll try to make it crystal clear. The flower's insatiable passion turns its life into a circus of debauchery. Now you see just how the stamen gets its lusty dust onto the stigma, and why this frenzied chlorophyllous orgy starts each spring is no enigma. We call this quest for satisfaction of what class?
A photoperiodic reaction.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's very good.
Hey, I'm lost. Where are we?
Chapter 2.
Page 5.
Reproduction.
I don't think they even know what a pistol is.
I got your pistol right here.
Where does the pollen go?
Next chapter. In an abstract way, the same thing applies to the reproductive organs of the more complex life forms. But now we are dealing with sexual response. Are there any questions before we begin reading?
Is it possible the female member of some sex on a couch could, like, get this guy all hot and she never even knew it? When a warm-blooded mammal in a tight little sweater starts pulling that stuff, she's saying that she wants to do it.
Can't prove it by me,
'cause they change their tune when you got them in the backseat.
With his heart beating fast,
they make it sound like a track being groomed.
Pollen go.